Unauthorized practice of law. The contracts that license holders prepare for their parties have significant legal consequences. In the past, license holders prepared contracts using forms that were not standardized. Because these forms did not deal with many of the issues found in a typical transaction, license holders added provisions to contracts that were complex and often problematic. Two major issues arise when license holders add provisions to contracts that go beyond factual business details. The license holder is engaging in the unlawful practice of law. The license holder is not qualified to craft such provisions, the result being that there is often considerable dispute over their meaning. These disputes often result in litigation. The Real Estate License Act. Section 11.01.654. Suspension or revocation of license or certificate for unauthorized practice of law. A. The Commission shall suspend or revoke the license or certificate of registration of a license or certificate holder who is not a licensed attorney in this state, and who, for consideration, a reward, or a pecuniary benefit, present or anticipated, direct or indirect, or in connection with the person's employment, agency, or fiduciary relationship as a license or certificate holder. 1. Drafts an instrument other than a form described by Section 1001.155 that transfers or otherwise affects an interest in real property. Or 2. Advises a person regarding the validity or legal sufficiency of an instrument or the validity of title to real property. B. Notwithstanding any other law, a license or certificate holder who completes a contract form for the sale, exchange, option, or lease of an interest in real property incidental to acting as a broker, is not engaged in the unauthorized or illegal practice of law in this state if the form was 1. Adopted by the Commission for the type of transaction for which the form is used. 2. Prepared by an attorney licensed in this state and approved by the attorney for the type of transaction for which the form is used. Or 3. Prepared by the property owner or by an attorney and required by the property owner. Added by Acts 2001, 77th Legislature, Chapter 1421, Section 2. Effective June 1, 2003. A license holder must not prepare any document that conveys or affects any interest in real property. These documents include deeds, wills, deeds of trust, option agreements, and lease purchase agreements. License holders may not advise regarding the sufficiency of title, including deeds, title reports, title commitments, and surveys. Certain exceptions to the unlawful practice of law are listed in 11.01.654b. Properly completing a form promulgated by the Commission is acceptable and does not constitute the unlawful practice of law. An attorney-prepared form is acceptable. A form required by the owner or an attorney is acceptable.